Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niarhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Ragovin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Ragovin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Vallow moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Philly reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. Zernial moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 1 in the game. Juiced hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo throws the ball into Fain, who tags Zarrilla trying to return to first, for the out. Fox scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive off the glove of Carrasquel, and into shallow left field. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 0 for 1 in the game. Niarjas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0 for 1 in the game. Roggoven hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zernial moves to third. Philly moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Zerniel scores. Philly moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zorrilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0 for 2 in the game. Niarhas hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallo hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raghavan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogovin covering, for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Suter reaches second base with a double. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murray is walked intentionally. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zarilla strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-4 in the game. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fain bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Juiced moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow is walked intentionally. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogovin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 0-for-3 in the game. Niarjas bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Saul Rogovin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogovin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogovin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hooper, and towards Juiced, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Suter bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray is walked intentionally. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggoven fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Juiced hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby throws the ball into Fox, who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zernial hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Zarrilla chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Niarhas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Niarhas. Vallow goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.